the yispe oven about kilay maya. That if the husband did a chet, if he did something wrong, then the water will check him out also. Like Rashi says, shabor aleh liyachash in Yisro. If the husband lived with his wife after she became a sait, he did an avera, the water will check him out also. Maybe he'll also die because of this. So first of all, is the kasha. Ki ispe oven bididei mi batki lo mai lebido. If it's true that the husband did something wrong, if the husband did a chet, is it true that the water would check her out? We learn not like that. V'atanya, we learn like this. The pasuk says, v'ni ko ish me avoin. V'yoisho hi tises avoina. That the man is clean from the chet, and then his wife will get punishment. So we darshan that bizman sho ish menuka me avoin, hamay me boit kemes ishtoi. If the husband is clean from the chet, he didn't do any chet, then the water would check her out. But ein ha ish menukim meyavon. But if the husband is not clean from the chet, in other words, if the husband lived with his wife after she became a saitom, then the pasuk is telling us that ein hamayim boitkim es ishtoi, that the water would not even check out his wife. So you can't tell me pshat in the Mishnah is that when she drinks the water, not only does it check her out, but it also checks out her husband. It's not true. If it would have to come to check out the husband, then the water would not even check it out for her either. So that can't be pshat in the Gemara, in the Mishnah. So therefore the Gemara says, Elu Laboyel. What the Mishnah means to say is that when she drinks the water, if she really has nus with that man will also be punished by her drinking the water. In other words, the same thing that happens to her is going to happen to him also. His stomach will also, like bust, will blow up. So Gemara asks, if so, listening to the 20 Sefer, why doesn't the Mishnah say clearly then to the boil? Like it says in the Sefer says, Kishem Shasura Labal, Kacha Sura Laboil. The same way she's also to a husband, the Saita, she's also to the boil. So if the Mishnah meant to say the boil, why didn't it say it to that person like? So Gemara says, L'yoylam Laboil. I'll tell you, no, really, the beginning of the Mishnah Taka means the boil. But for Reisha, the beginning of the Mishnah, I did the Tony Oiso, since it says she, the wife, in the Lashon of Oiso, Tony Oiso, it says him also, the boil in the Lashon of Oiso, it says Oiso and Oiso. But say for the second part of the Mishnah, I did the Tony Baal, since it says Baal, Tony Boil, it also says the boil. So that's why it changes around the Lashonis. But really, Oiso in the Mishnah Taka means the boil. But the same way when she drinks the water, it checks her out, who are in the water will also check out the bayou also. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding up Chof Ches Amar Aleph. By two dots, five lines down. Says, Shenema Ubo Ubo. The Mishnah says what the Chiddush was, that the same way when she, the Saita, drinks the water, it's Boydekah, the same way the water is Boydekim, the bayou. Means the man, if she had znus with that man, so the same way the water will like make her stomach blow up and kill her, the same thing will happen to the boil also. And the Mishnah said, Shenemar, it says, Nepasik ubo ubo. It says a few times in the parasha of Saita, the Lashon of ubo. So Mari asked the question, Iboilu, we have a question. Bo ubo koma, is the diuk is from the fact it said two times the word ubo. Oi ubo ubo koma. Maybe no, it's from the extra vav. The Rashi says, "Mirivuyay the vav." Are you bo you bo akful of a parasha darish? That's a shal on the Gemara. Is the drasha from the extra vav? It says ubo, or else is it from the word bo ubo? It says a second time that the whole word is extra. So Mor says, "Tarshema, come in here." That the Mishnah says, "Kishem shasur labal kach asur laboyil." But the next part of the Mishnah said that when she becomes a Saita, so the same way she's also to a husband, the halacha is if her husband gives her get, she's also to get married to that person. She's also to the boil. How do we know this? Shenama, because the pasuk says, Nitumo v'nitumo. It says also word v'nitumo v'nitumo twice. He said, Havamina is, with the ashting from the word, it says twice. So most probably in the ratio also, the drasha is from the word ubo ubo twice. And this Gemara says no again, we have no proof. V'yadayin tibo, I can still ask you the question. V'yadayin tibo, nitmo v'nitmo komar, oi nitmo v'nitmo komar. I could ask you the same question by this drasha of Nitmo, the same question I have. Is it the drasha from the extra vav, unitmo, or is it from the word Nitmo, Nitmo twice? So the same doubt we have how we dash in the first part of the Mishnah, from the word Zubo, Ubo, the same doubt we have from the word Nitmo, Vinitmo. Is it from the extra vav, or is it from the whole word that's extra? In other words, the Mishnah says two chidushim. The Mishnah says the same way the water checks out by her, it checks out by him also. And the same way she becomes also to her husband, she becomes also to him also. So Gemara says, Toshima, come in here. Midikani Seifa, the next part of the Mishnah says that Rebbe Yoimer, Rebbe said, Shnei Pomim Hamurim Bapasha. Rebbe says, how's this last Rosha? That the same way she's also to her husband, she's also to the boil. Rebbe says, because it says two times in the parasha the words v'nitzmo. It says v'nitzmo, v'nitzmo. Is echod labal v'yechod laboyim. That's the way Rebbe darshins. That this drasha is because it says it twice, the words v'nitzmo. So we know that when she becomes a soita, she's also to her own husband, and she's also if she gets a get to that boyil. So that's the way Rebbe darshins. So mechlal, from here it's a proof, that the Rebbe Akiva, the ratio of the Mishnah, the first part of the Mishnah, is Vav Kedorosh. That Rebbe Akiva dashes it from the word Ubo, from the Vav, not from the extra Bo, but from the word Vav, Ubo. That's the way Rebbe dashes. And the same way the Churubai Nitzamo V'Nitzamo, Rebbe Akiva dashes from the extra Vav. So that's the Machloikis, Rebbe Akiva and Rebbe. That Rebbe dashes because it says the word twice. And according to Rebbe Kiva, it's not the drasha because of the word twice, but rather from the extra vav. So Mura says, Hilkach, therefore, since we're coming out now that the pshat of Rebbe Kiva is, he dashes the extra vav. The Rebbe Akiva, she saw kroi ksiva. Hatay, it says it six times then, according to Rebbe. Because it says the word ubo three times in the Torah. And Rashi says, shloisha ubo ksuvim sham. It says three times the word ubo in the parsha she drinks the me'amorim. It says ubo hamayim amorim o'ela b'me'ayich litzvayz boten lo'edi alonu yedibet en vada yerach. Shalhoitzi latal gusun si. So it says one time ubo hamayim. Then v'chad v'hishkra sishas me'amorim amorim ubo hamayim. So the second time that when she drinks the water, ubo. And then by the tzavosh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu goyzer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to do it. It also says Shivo Bo Hamayim Lamorim. It says three times in the parasha the word Ubo. It says three times, and it says a vav by each time. Therefore, according to Rabbi Akiva, that dashing from the vav, it's like it says it six times now. There are like six drushes we have here from the word Ubo. What do we need them for? What do we do with them all? Tomorrow says Chad Letzavodido VeChad Letzavodidei. One is for the tzavod to her, and one is to him. Rashi says, Dido means the boil, Dido means the isha. Yediyah means the tzavo, the atzir capricious. There are three things here. There's the tzavo, there's the commandment, and then there's the asiyah that Hashem says it should be done, and then it's the yediyah that it will take place. What was the Gemara say? Yeshisha kroi ksivi. Chad le tzavo, Dido, chad le tzavo, Dido, the commandments. Chad le asiyah, Dido, the doing. So Rashi said before, the doing means that HaKadosh Baruch is like guaranteeing you that the water will take effect. And one is for him, that when she drinks the water, and if they did have this nus, he'll also get punished. The same thing that's going to happen to her will happen to the boy. And one is for Yediyah, for him, and one is for her. The idea, Rashi says, that means to tell you exactly what's going to happen. The beten v'hod the yerech. That first the stomach will like blow up, and then the yerech will fall. The shloi lohoitzi laz, Rashi says, gemina parakama. Even though it says in the Torah the opposite way, but that's the idea now to let us know exactly how it's going to happen. So according to Rabbi Kiva, it says it six times, like three, and one for him and one for her. Now the word says, V'Revi, according to Rebbe's drasha, he dashes from the words itself extra, to losa kroi ksiva. It only says three times the word ubo. There's only three drashas. So according to Rebbe, it's also chad le tzavo, to what the commandment, the way we're supposed to do it. V'chadli yasiyah, that means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like Mavtiyah, gives us a guarantee that it'll take effect. V'chadli yidiyah, and one is going to tell us exactly how it's going to happen. That first her stomach will blow up, and then the Yerach will fall. So Gemara asks now, V'Rebbe, according to Rebbe Taka, K'shem Shamayim Boitkim Oysa, Kach Boitkim Oysa Minolei, how does Rebbe know the ratio of the Mishnah? How does Rebbe know this drasha? Well, we're saying that the same way when she drinks the water will take effect upon her, it'll also take effect upon the boil. Not that the boil has to really drink the water. Avada, she's the only one that drinks the water. Just means that when she drinks the water, the same way the water will make her stomach burst, the same way his stomach will also. So how does Rebbe know this? Like Rebbe doesn't have an extra pasuk. We need the three ubos for drashas. Tomorrow says, Nafkale, Rebbe learns it out, midetanya, like we learned. The pasuk says, latzpois beten, that the stomach will blow up, velantil yorech, and the yorech, the thigh, will fall down. So we dashin bitnoi v'yerecha shaboyel, that this pasuk is talking about the stomach and the yorech of the boil of the man that she lived with. So Gemara asks, how do you know this? Toayma bitnoi v'yerecha shaboyel, you're telling me. Oyena, maybe not. Maybe it's only the Recha Shal Nevelis. How do we know it goes on the boil? So Mar says, Kishuaymer. There's another passage that says, Vitsavsa bitno vinofli Yerecha. There's another passage that talks about that her stomach will burst, her Yerech, her side will fall. Hare bitno Yerecha Shal Nevelis Omar. The passage already talks about her, she herself, the Saita, that her stomach will burst and her Yerech will fall. Omani Mekayim Latzpois Betin, what's this other posik? Volan Pil Yorech, that means Bitnov Yerecha Shel Boyol. That comes to teach me that who are in the stomach and the thigh of the boyol will also take effect, will also be affected over here. Yeah. V'yidach, what does Rabbi Kiva do with this? Like Rabbi Kiva dashens it from the extra vav ubo. So what does he do with this word latzpois betin? So v'idoch Rabbi Kiva says who the moidor lo koyin, the koyin has to tell her like the betin bereshiv ha the yerach, that you should know what's going to happen to you is that first your stomach's going to blow up and then your yerach will fall. Shalor lohitzi laz al hamayim amorim. The people should not be moitzila, say like the water is false, it's not going to take effect, like Rashi says. Mishum deviyoma lo beklola, because when the kohen first gives her the klola, the curse, bereisha yirecha nefelis, by the curse the kohen tells you, you should know, first your thigh is going to fall, and then your stomach. And now when the water actually comes into her, it's the opposite, that her stomach blows up first and then the yerech. So we have to tell it to Ishano, even though with the curse we said not like this, but Lamaisa, what's going to happen? That when you drink the water, if you have this nus, the first is your stomach's going to take effect, and then your yerech will fall down. That's why the Torah repeats it over again, like to tell her this is the order, how it's going to happen. V'idach, what does Rebbe do with this? In Cain, if so, that's all the pasuk is needed for, lichta kro bitna v'yerecha. Let the person just say, Bitna v'yerecha. My beten v'yerech. What's this lashon of beten v'yerech? Shmaminu l'boil. Shmaminu, we're talking about the boil. That's what we're talking about. So for the extra word, if it says beten and yerech, it's going on the man. For the Gemara of Sol, v'yeim akulu l'hoch yudiyosa. Maybe the pasuk is only, according to Rebbe, maybe the pasuk is only coming to tell us that the boil, the man, will also be affected from the water. How do we know the apostles come to teach us that the seder, that first the stomach will blow and then the thighs? Him came the Gemara says, if so, licht of bitnoi v'yerechoi, let it say clearly, bitnoi, his beten and his thigh. My beten, what's beten? Stam v'yerech ishma minatati. The Gemara teaches us two halachas. First of all, Avad has come to teach us that he will be affected also. The boy will also get this punishment that his stomach and his thigh. But Agav has also come to teach us that when she gets a punishment, not like it's said in the Klala, that's first the Yerech and then the stomach, but rather first the stomach and then the Yerech. Then the Mishnah says, Am Yeshua, that Kachaya Derech Zechaya, that this is the way Zechaya used to dashin, that what that he said, Rebbe said, that it says two times in the Torah, Nitzmo v'Nitzmo. That's the drach, Yechel Labav, Yechel Aboyim. Matana Rabbonin, Shloisha Povim Hamurim B'Parsha. It says three times really in the Parsha of Soito, Nitzmo. It says, Im Nitzmo, Nitzmo v'Nitzmo. It says really three times in the Parsha that if she was Tomei, if she had this Nus. So what do we need it three times for? Lama. So the Brisa says, Echad Labal. One comes to tell us that true, that when she becomes a Saita, she automatically, min asofik, becomes also to her husband. For Yechad Labayim, she's also to that man. Even if her husband does not let her drink the water, but rather gives her a get right away, she's also to get married now to that man. For Yechad Latruma, one comes to teach us that if she's a Bas Kayin, you should know she's possible now to Truma. Or if she's an Ashes Kayin, she's also now to Truma. Because she became a Saita now, minasafik, we have a doubt, maybe she had this nus, she comes like a halalom, that she can't eat any more truma. The Rashi says, Bechel the truma, she'afilu hi bas kain, even if she's only the daughter of a kain, u'boa u'bala kain, or else the husband's a kain, nivsala mina truma, still she becomes possible now, ti truma. Divi Rabbi Akiva, that's what Rabbi Akiva dashens. On this, Omer Rabbi Yishmoy, Bishmol says, no, I don't need a posik. Bishmol says, is kal v'choymer, I have a kal v'choymer. So Rashi learns, and it's sorach lovi min ha-mikro l'poisla min ha-kuna. Mishmul is saying another thing, that I don't need a posel now to say that she becomes posel to marry a kohen. Like really, she becomes a chalala. So he says, that I don't need a posel. To tell me that now when she's a soita, even if her husband, well he gives a get and a get, even if the husband dies, she's also to get married to a kohen. I don't need a pasuk for that. Why? Rabbi Shmuel says it's a kal v'chayma. Uma gerusha shemoteres l'truma. Asur l'kuna madach an isha that receives a get. If she's a bas kohen, she's allowed to still eat truma. Still we say what? She's also to get married to a kohen. Zu, this soita here, shasur v'truma, she's also to eat truma. Is l'churein adin shasur l'kuna? Isn't it a sorrow for sure that she's also to a kohen? So Rabbi Shmuel says, "Makav v'chayim, I know that she's also to get married to a kohen. If so, matam loyim v'hin nitzmo. Why does the pasuk have to say matam loyim v'hin nitzmo v'hin loyim nitzmo? What do we need this pasuk for? Like if she did do this nus, means like this in nitzmo lo meshaita. Like if she really did this nus, so why does she have to drink the water for? She should be killed. Im loyim nitzmo, she did not do this nus." Lama mashka, what do you have to make her drink the water for? It's like, what's the yisaita of saita? So he comes to tell me that magad l'chva kosef, the pasuk is coming to teach us, sheha sofik asura, that the chiddush of the saita is that even though you don't know for sure your wife lived with that man, all you know is that you warned her, stay away from him, and it was found by Edim that she was alone with that man, so min asofik now the chiddush is that she becomes asur to you. That's what the pasuk is coming to teach us. Yeah, let's see Rashi in this. So it says, Matam lo v'hin nitzmo. So Rashi learns that this is not really a continuation from Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel said what he wanted. Rabbi Shmuel already said that I know from a kal v'chayma that a soita is also to get married to a kohen. And now there's like a Gemara by itself now. The Gemara Stam asked the Kasha, what's trying to psukim? That it says she did do the nus, or she didn't do this nus. So, matam aloyim v'kinas, Rashi says, v'kinas ishtoim, v'nitzmo, demashma vada nitzmo, or matam aloyim v'ayovro alov, v'hi loy nitzmo, if she to lay the nitzmo, loma shaysu, she to lay nitzmo, loma mashke, what's going on here? So, Gemara says, Stam, magalach v'akosa, shasofik asura, v'ochi komekru, this is the Pesach telling us, ishazu, shem nitzmo, v'shem loy nitzmo. We don't know if she had this nus or not. But Okoma Lecho, the Pasuk says, to Yashkeno, let her drink the water, Levar HaSveika, to let us know clear really what happened. V'loy Ma'ashkelo Asura, that's the Chiddush. And if she does not drink this water, then because of a doubt, Min HaSofik, she remains also to the husband. So on this, we'd make a drasha now, Mikana Todan, from here we can learn out to all Hilchos Tuma, that L'Sheretz, if you have a Sheretz, that if you have a sofik, if it touched something that's tor, that min a sofik it becomes tamei. Or ma soit ish lo yasa ba shoyga kimezit. Maduch by Saita, when your wife lived with another man, if it was done b'shoigig, she's not asa to you. She's only asa if it was done b'mezit. V'yaynes k'rosin, if she did it b'yaynes, they forced her, she's also still mutter to you. It's not like rosin. Still, we say asa b'sofik of adai, in a case where we have a doubt if she really lived with the man or not, she's asa to you, minas sofik. If so, sheretz. Whenever we have a doubt whether a sheretz touched truma, did a sheretz touch something to make a tummy or not? If we know the sheretz for sure touched the truma or touched whatever you want, for sure it becomes tamei. It doesn't make a difference if it was b'shoigeg b'yoynis. That's a metzias. That if a dover tummy and avatuma touches something, it's metamarit. Over there, for sure, if the sheretz touches the truma, it does become tummy. If so, ain't a din she yasa by sofik of adai. Isn't it for sure then the svara should be that any time